Well, without fanfare or comment, Theresa May ended her reign as Conservative Party leader on Friday, London time, after 2 years and 10 months in the job. She'll continue as Britain's Prime Minister until her successor is chosen after a series of votes beginning next week and ending in July. So now the leadership race is on in the Conservative Party. But just as with Brexit, the party and the nation is divided over who they want to lead them. Our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report from London.
Hi, how are you going?
In a black cab in central London, driver Morris gives his view of the political turmoil.
A bit of a shambles now, and when you look in the wings of who's around to take over, well, I don't know, I think we've got bigger problems than Theresa May.
Who do you think will succeed in taking over from here?
The only one I hope who doesn't succeed is Boris Johnson.
You don't want him to succeed?
No, I don't trust him, no. He's quite unpredictable.
Boris Johnson, the former London mayor and foreign secretary, who's been endorsed by the US President Donald Trump, is the clear front-runner for now, with more than 40 MPs endorsing his pitch for the leadership. But the Conservative number cruncher Robert Hayward says that might not be a good thing.
The history of British politics in terms of the Conservative Party is that every favourite has lost for the last century. If that's anything to go by, Boris Johnson will not be the winner.
Some in the Conservative Party might look to Boris Johnson as their best chance of winning any future election. But others worry he's a Trump-style loose cannon.
They're keeping him on a tight leash. They're not exposing him to the media that often, they're running a better campaign this time than they did last time.
Boris Johnson is popular among the Brexiteers, promising he'll leave the UK on October the 31st with no deal if negotiations continue to stall. MP Jacob Rees-Mogg is among his staunchest supporters.
It's very unwise to make definite forecasts in these types of political contests. I mean, you know any too well from Australian prime ministerial contests that things can change remarkably rapidly. But having said that, I feel Conservative members would feel disenfranchised if Boris weren't in the final two.
On the banks of the Thames, he has some support too.
I'd say Boris Johnson, because obviously he speaks his mind.
Probably my preference would be Boris.
Yeah.
He just seems the fittest to govern.
Now Theresa May has officially resigned as party leader, the battle begins. There are more than 10 contenders so far. Also among the frontrunners, Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt and former Brexit Minister Dominic Raab.
Who do you want to see take over then? Because it's the leader of the country, it's not just the leader of the Conservative Party, is it?
I don't like any of them. It's not because I don't like them, I just don't trust them.
The successful candidate will be announced on the week of July the 22nd. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for Saturday AM.